Matthew chapter 14 and also chapter 15. I want to begin looking at two separate miracles, still looking at Christ's miracles over nature. And we have two separate miracles here in Matthew 14 and verse 15, separate but very, very similar to each other in some regards, and yet very different in some regards. We have two miraculous feedings, passages that we're very familiar with. In Matthew 14, begin reading with verse 13, we have the miraculous feeding of over 5,000 people. When Jesus heard it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. When the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but five loaves and two fishes." He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down in the grass, and took the five loaves and the two fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside, or in addition to these 5,000, were men and children, and then women and children. And then in Matthew chapter 15, we have a separate miracle, feeding of over 4,000. Begin reading with verse 32. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, "I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way." And his disciples say unto him, "Whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude?" Jesus said unto them, "How many loaves have ye?" And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, besides women and children. These two miracles, it's one of many passages of Scripture. Every time you read it, the Lord shows you something else. It's just unending. Every single time, there's just so much here. So much that we can learn about ourselves. You know, the feeding of over 4,000, not one of those apostles said, "You know, we've been here before. We've been here before." Not too long ago, we fed over 5,000. They'd already forgotten that. We learn much about ourselves. We learn much about material possessions, what we have, and we learn much, of course, about what Christ can do and what Christ does with what we have. The feeding of over 5,000 people is also recorded by Mark, Luke, and John. It is the only miracle, other than the resurrection of Christ, that is recorded by all four gospel writers. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were all led by the Spirit of God to record the feeding of over 5,000. Now, when we come to the feeding of over 4,000, that is recorded only by Matthew and Mark. So only Matthew and Mark record both miracles. But again, there's much here to learn. We want to look right now at the setting, get some of the details of the miracles. We are told the place of the miracles. The feeding of over 5,000, if you look over in the book of Luke chapter 9, this would be Luke's account. In Luke 9 and verse 10, "And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done, and he took them and went aside privately into a desert place," then notice, "belonging to the city called Bethsaida." That would have been on the northeastern side of the Sea of Galilee, and that area was predominantly Jewish. Now, the place where the feeding of the 4,000, or over 4,000, took place, we are not specifically told of the place, but we do know of the place. Notice in the book of Mark, chapter 8, Mark's account of the feeding of over 4,000, Mark 8 and verse 1. "In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him." In those days, so we have to figure out what days is he talking about. This will help us figure out where he's at this point. In John chapter 7, in verse 31, "And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coasts of Decapolis," or 10 cities. And this is the place where Jesus is when we come to Mark chapter 8. He's passing through the coastal cities of what was known as Decapolis, and this would have been on the southeastern coast of the Sea of Galilee. And this area was predominantly a Gentile region. So the miracle of the feeding of over 5,000 would have probably been a Jewish multitude. The miracle of the feeding of over the 4,000, considering where he is in the region of Decapolis, would have probably been a Gentile multitude. We see also, as you read through these accounts, you get some idea of the background of both miracles, how it came to be that the multitudes had gathered unto Christ and the disciples. In Matthew chapter 14, in the feeding of over 5,000, just prior to that, John the Baptist had been beheaded. We read this in Matthew 14. "And after the apostles had buried John the Baptist, We are told in Matthew 14 and verse 12 that they went and told Jesus. Mark records in his account in Mark 6 and verse 30, the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things. That is how John the Baptist had been beheaded and how that they had buried him. And no doubt as the apostles gathered unto Jesus and told Jesus of what had happened to John the Baptist, no doubt their hearts are broken. No doubt it is a time of anxiety. No doubt it is a time of sorrow, and I believe perhaps no doubt anger as well. And they went and they told Jesus. They gathered unto Jesus and told him all things. Now, there are lessons to be learned there as well. After they told Jesus, Jesus said unto them in Mark 6, verse 31, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. He did not say, go ye. He said, come ye. So he's going with them. He's inviting them to come with him into a desert place. And the purpose of this was for rest. Jesus would, and this isn't referring to just physical rest. No doubt they received some physical rest, but it's referring to a spiritual and emotional rest, and that is best found gathering around Jesus Christ. We see Luke records, and he took them. He took them. And he went aside privately into a desert place. So Mark says, he says, come into a desert place. Luke says he took them. So here's what happened. Jesus said, come, and then he took them. Come into a desert place, and then he took them into this particular place. Now, at this time, they found fellowship with Christ, they found rest, they found comfort, they found refreshment. The multitude, the people that lived in the cities, in the city of Bethsaida, those who lived in that region, they saw Jesus and they saw the apostles departing. And we read in Matthew 14 and verse 13, the latter part of the verse, they followed him on foot out of the cities. They followed Jesus and the apostles, and we see the same thing Mark tells us in Mark 6, verse 33. And over 5,000 people had gathered in this desert place. Jesus would eventually look upon these men, women, and children. And we know that there were men, women, and children because in verse 21 we read 5,000 besides women and children. So we have well over 5,000 people, perhaps 10,000 people, perhaps more than that. We have no idea how many there were, but we know there were well over 5,000. And Jesus looked upon this great multitude of men, women, and children. And he did so with compassion. And he began to heal them. And he began to teach them. Notice Matthew 14, verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. Again, that means more than that he had compassion, but he was moved with compassion and he healed their sick. So in this great multitude of over 5,000 people, there were many people who were sick, many people who had physical disabilities, and Jesus healed them. Notice in Mark chapter 6, and verse 34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. They were as sheep not having a shepherd. These were people who just wandered. They had no direction in their life. And he began to teach them many things. So Matthew records that he healed. Mark records that he taught them many things. So he did both. He healed, he taught. Matthew was struck with the fact that he healed. Mark was struck with the fact that he taught. So we have this multitude. We see how they got there. And they're well over 5,000 people. And we see what Jesus is doing at this time. He's healing their sick and he's teaching them. Now, when it comes to the miracle of the feeding of over 4,000, just prior to that, Jesus had healed the daughter of the Syrophoenician woman. He left Tyre and Sidon, which is where this woman was, we see in Mark 7, verse 31, and he went into a mountain. Notice in Matthew 15, verse 29, and Jesus departed from thence, that is Tyre and Sidon, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, the Decapolis area, and went up into a mountain. Went up into a mountain and sat down there. And we see a great multitude gathered unto him. And they did so with their sick, and he healed them. Notice again, Matthew 15, verse 30. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So this multitude purposely brought with them those who were lame, blind, and dumb, and those who had many other infirmities, and they set them at Jesus' feet, and Jesus healed them. Insomuch that the multitudes wondered, or were amazed, when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. So we see how the over 4,000 got to where Jesus was, and what was taking place during this time. Now, in both miracles, we have multitudes gathered. And while these multitudes were gathered, there arose a need. There arose a physical need. In the feeding of over 5,000, Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record that it was getting past mealtime. Matthew 14, if we turn there, Matthew 14, verse 15, and when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. The time is now past. Notice in Mark chapter 6, and verse 35. And the day was now far spent. The day was now far spent. Saying the same thing as Matthew. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 12. And when the day began to wear away. So mealtime had passed, evening was approaching, and the people were hungry. Keep in mind, during this time, Jesus was healing, Jesus was teaching. And then in the feeding of the over 4,000, Jesus, notice in Matthew 15, remember he's healed the multitudes. They had brought the maimed and the lame and so on. And then in verse 32, now in the feeding of the over 5,000, it was the apostles who went to Jesus and said, mealtime has passed and the people are getting hungry. Now in Matthew 15 verse 32, then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days. For 3 days, here in the feeding of over 4,000, the feeding over 5,000 was one day. But we see they continue with me now 3 days. And Jesus in these 3 days was healing. Jesus was teaching. And then notice Jesus says, and have nothing to eat. I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And Mark tells us in Mark 8 and verse 3 that many of them had come a great distance. So they had been there 3 days. They have nothing to eat. So in both miracles, a need arises. You and I never know when a need is going to arise. When Jesus said to the apostles, come, let us go into a desert place apart, they never thought, that is, the apostles never thought, Jesus knew, the apostles never thought that a multitude would follow them. And they never thought that they'd be faced with a problem of not having food and these people were hungry. They didn't plan on that. And a need arose. You can't plan on everything. A lot of people, they would like to and they try to, but I've got news for you. You can't. Things happen unplanned. Happens all the time. All the time. So in both miracles, there arose a need. Also in both miracles, the place that they were in was not conducive to the need that had arisen. In the feeding of over 5,000, Matthew, Mark, and Luke all say in reference to the people that needed to eat, they all pointed out to Jesus, this is a desert place. That is, Lord, the people are hungry. We don't have anything. We do not have sufficient to give them. And this is a desert place. That is, we're not going to find anything here. This place that you have brought us is not conducive to meet the people's needs. And the Lord will often bring us to places, cause a need to arise, and the place that He brings us is not conducive to provide the need that has arisen. The Lord does this. The Lord did this with the apostles. In the feeding of over 4,000, both Matthew and Mark, though we are told that Jesus went into a mountain, they refer to the fact that they were in a wilderness. That is, there's nothing here. This place that you have brought us is not conducive to meet our needs. Why is it that as soon as, and again, we learn something about ourselves, As soon as a need arises, and we find ourselves to be in a place that does not appear to be conducive to our needs, what do? We move. It's the first thought that comes in our mind. We got to get out of here. We got to go somewhere else. Both times, they were not in a place that was conducive to their needs. And both, and in the feeding of the 5,000, their suggestion was, send the people back to the cities. Why? Because the cities are conducive to their needs. Send them back there where they can buy victuals to eat. We're in a desert place. There are no victuals here. There is no place where they can purchase what they need here. We are not in a good place. That was the thinking of the apostles. And again, that serves as a warning to you and I. Listen to people. Listen to them when things begin to get tight. They'll say, well, you know, there's a lot of jobs down in so-and-so, in such-and-such a place. And I've got a brother, and man, he's got a good job. And on it goes. In other words, we're not going to find anything here. We're going to start looking in other areas. And Jesus said, they need not depart. And that's still true today. They need not depart. And we'll look more next week. Let's look to the Lord, word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we